Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Multiple times. The Ohio Redistricting Commission has not listened. The state legislature has not listened when it comes to map making.
Primary elections happen in six states today, including Ohio, where voting rights advocates like Catherine Turser of Common Cause say redistricting reforms have failed. Ohio's state legislative primary comes 3 months after its statewide and congressional contests. Legal wrangling over redistricting delayed the legislative races. Former Missouri Governor Eric Greitens, who resigned over a scandal, is running for the Missouri seat, being vacated by retiring Senator Roy Blunt. He is backed by former President Donald Trump, who continues to target political adversaries, including the 10 House Republicans who voted to impeach him in 2021. One is on the ballot today in Washington and two in Michigan. One of Michigan's Republican gubernatorial candidates was charged in the January 6th Capitol attack, and Kansas voters will decide on a referendum which would pave the way for further abortion restrictions. President Joe Biden confirmed a U.S. drone strike in Afghanistan killed the top leader of al-Qaeda, Ayman al-Zawahiri, who took over leadership of the group after Osama bin Laden's death.
To those around the world who continue to seek to harm the United States, hear me now. We will always remain vigilant, and we will act.
Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi is expected to make an unannounced stop in Taiwan, the self-ruled island China claims as its own. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said it shouldn't be viewed as a U.S. provocation.
There's no reason to use a potential visit to justify or to spark some sort of crisis or conflict.
Citing the Russian invasion of Ukraine, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says this is a time of nuclear threat not seen since the height of the Cold War.
Today, humanity is just one misunderstanding, one miscalculation away from nuclear annihilation.
He spoke at a New York conference of countries belonging to the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is dismissing projections a climate and energy package would raise taxes for many Americans.
Instead, it will close loopholes long exploited by the largest corporations that essentially give them lower tax rates than many nurses, firefighters, teachers.
The Joint Committee on Taxation found the legislation would pass along costs to consumers, raising the effective tax burden on Americans with incomes of $200,000 or less. Schumer plans to hold a floor vote this week. Calling climate change an urgent crisis, Vice President Kamala Harris detailed more than $1 billion in federal spending to help communities prepare for and respond to climate-related disasters.
We can tackle the climate crisis and make sure all people can breathe clean air, drink clean water, and have access to clean energy.
Events are being held across the country today for a National Day of Action demanding President Biden declare a climate emergency. I'm Mary Sherman for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find RA Trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.